Then there are the people who prefer racing something safe, like cars.
This summer, NASCAR spills over from the track into other venues.
In a few weeks, you can go to a movie theater and see Will Ferrell do a few comic laps in a film called Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Here's how fast we're going now.
I don't care, I'm having a baby!
You just passed the hospital!
Ricky Bobby was born.
Mama, I'm going fast!
To become the fastest man alive.
That's my boy, Ricky!
But there's another NASCAR vehicle to test drive. It's one that combines bodice ripping and action under the hood.
You can pick up a Harlequin romance novel tied to a NASCAR theme. It's the first in a series of such automotive romance novels, set for release over the next few years. For the first book, Harlequin got the perfect person to do the job. She's not only a romance novel writer, but also a longtime NASCAR fan. Her name is Pamela Britton. Even before NASCAR and Harlequin began their relationship on this project, she had written a racing romance. The book is In the Groove.
It was right up my alley, that's for sure. I've hung around the NASCAR garages since the mid-90s. You know, very, very familiar with the sport. I have friends who work the circuit, good friends with one of the crew chiefs of the team, good friends with the driver of that team and his girlfriend. So I have lots of connections. So when I'm writing about these books or writing these stories, if there is something that I don't know, I usually just call up whoever and get an answer right away.
Pamela Britton knew NASCAR drivers would fit well into the Harlequin genre. She calls them heroic figures and says they're dynamic men, like fighter pilots. Here's an excerpt from the book read by a member of the All Things Considered staff, whom we will not identify for her own protection.
Lance Cooper saw cleavage. That was it. A large valley of flesh where moments before there had been only open road. Not a speck of makeup covered her face. Usually fans were a little more overt in their attention-getting techniques. Bared midriff, strategically located body piercings, even a tattoo or two. This woman didn't have any of that. Zero. Zip. Zilch. She slid off his fender, wincing as she did so.
That's a taste of In the Groove. Author Pamela Britton will have another NASCAR Harlequin romance ready for road testing at the end of the summer. It's called On the Edge. Britton insists both books are family-friendly. The only thing that gets hot are the engine blocks. The protagonists go many laps together, but they don't go all the way.